coming to take me away. I want to die, let you give your life to me, that I might live and share the hope you gave to me, the love that set me free. I want to share the world out there. You're not some fable or fairy tale that I made up inside my head. You're God the Son. You've risen from the dead. I want to thank you now for being patient with me. You gave to me, I want to share that love that set me free.
Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Oh, glory.
I had two things on my mind. I couldn't choose between them. So I thought I'd do them both. I wasn't sure about that. So the Lord solved the problem for me. He left me with enough time to only do one. So I just choose one, okay? We start off with a verse from Isaiah. And Jesus quotes this verse in Luke. And he says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me."
Yes.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
Jesus.
Now, this was clearly a messianic verse. Yeah. Of course, what comes next, we can see it. It's clearly a messianic verse. You say the Spirit of the Lord is on you in the Old Testament. What do you mean? Well, it certainly means something special. But most of them didn't have the Spirit of the Lord upon them. It's not like today.
When the Spirit of the Lord came upon anybody in the Old Testament, they did supernatural feats.
They did.
Every time.
They did wonderful things. He says, Jesus is reading, of course, in Nazareth in a synagogue there. And Jesus pulls a passage from Isaiah, and he takes it and he reads this. He says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me."
Yes.
Because He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives.
Jesus.
And recovering of sight to the blind.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
To set at liberty them that are bruised, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
That's a pretty tall order.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at that, that is a tall order. That's a lot of things to be doing. But if you've got the Spirit of the Lord, you can do all those things, right?
Amen, amen.
Right? Well, Jesus, he said, after he read that, he stopped reading. And he sat down.
Uh-huh.
He didn't say anything. Uh-huh. The whole house got and they all looked at him to see what he was going to say. Just really quiet. See, all he did was read a couple of verses. And he sits down. Usually you read several verses, you know, when you get up in the synagogue. 21, I think, is the number. But he sat down after these two verses. What's he going to say? And he said, "This scripture is fulfilled
In your ears.
Amen.
In your ears.
In your ears today.
Ooh, Jesus.
Yeah. Today is fulfilled. Oh, let me read that again. What? You understand? Yep. Don't you know all those people are going, hey, read that again. What did he say? You know?
It's fulfilled.
It is fulfilled today. Now get this. All these things he's talking about are messianic.
Mm-hmm.
All right? They were recognized as being about the Messiah.
Yes.
The coming Messiah is coming. All right? Mm-hmm. And he says,
Today. Hallelujah. Jesus.
Today. Mm-hmm. But then that last one is really what gets you. He says, you know, I preach the good news to the poor, heal the broken heart, all these things are good. Captives, blind, set to liberty, and then the last thing is to preach, to proclaim
mm-hmm.
the acceptable year of the Lord
mm.
is here.
Jesus. Mm-hmm.
Is here.
Mm-hmm.
And what this calls to mind in the Old Testament is, you know, there was a very special time period in the Old Testament, under the old, in the Jewish, you know. And, of course, you had the Sabbath day, right, every mm-hmm. 7 days. But then they also had a Sabbath year, right? Mm-hmm. Every 7 years, you're supposed to not plant your crops.
That's right.
You don't go out and prune your grapevines and all that kind of stuff, right?
Don't do anything.
Every 7 years.
Uh-huh.
But then there was an extra, extra special day
right.
that came along every 7 Sabbath years.
Right.
Okay? Every 50 years, you got the year of Jubilee.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. Now, this was a really super special time.
Where everything would be reset.
Everything gets reset. If you mm-hmm. sow land, you get it back.
Mm-hmm.
If you went into bondage to a certain person, you got freed up.
Mm-hmm.
Everything got freed up, everything went back, and everything was good. Okay? This was Jubilee. It was a great time of celebration. And he says, to preach the acceptable year, the Jubilee year
mm-hmm.
of the Lord. A certain period is going to come where all the captives got deliverance.
Call it Shemitah.
All the brokenhearted.
Mm-hmm.
You see? Those that are bruised got set free, got liberated.
Mm-hmm.
You got your land back. You got your kids back.
Mm-hmm.
They got sold into bondage. Everybody came back. It was a year of rejoicing.
Hallelujah.
He says, I'm going to preach that acceptable year. Mm-hmm. And that's what Jesus did. He went around and he preached that acceptable year.
Mm-hmm.
It's here, folks.
Mm-hmm.
It's here. What I wanted to do is talk to you today about the gospel. I'm going to have to keep watch on this time, okay? The gospel that we preach is a little bit different than what Jesus preached. At least this is, you got to remember, I'm foundational.
Mm-hmm.
My focus is on foundations.
Yeah.
Okay? So I'm looking at everything foundationally. And what I discovered was that I went back and I said, you know, if I'm going to preach the foundations, if I'm going to preach, I need to preach what Jesus preached. And so I looked at what Jesus preached, and I found out he's preaching the kingdom. That's what he preached. Over and over again, the kingdom, the kingdom, the kingdom. So I said, I need to know what this kingdom is. And then I got to thinking about it. He said, he preached the good news of the kingdom. Well, I need to know what the good news is.
Mm-hmm.
What is the good news? And of course, we talk about what's the gospel message, right? Well, you know, we think of the gospel message, Jesus died, right? He was buried, mm-hmm. he rose again, he's going into heaven, he's going to come back and get us. Is that a gospel?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much? Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Well, I got to looking at this, and I got a little bit confused.
Mm-hmm.
Because Jesus didn't preach that. He didn't preach that he died, was buried, and rose again
mm-hmm.
to the masses of people, understand?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He didn't preach that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Well, what did he preach? But it says he preached the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It says Jesus went about preaching the gospel. He sent his disciples out, two by two, to preach the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what gospel is he preaching? If he's not preaching his death, burial, and resurrection, I mean, he told his disciples about that on the side privately. But he didn't go out and just preach it to the people, did he? So what is this gospel that, man, I'm going, ooh, I need to find out what this is. And I've been studying on this for months now, trying to find out what is the gospel that Jesus preached. I'm a little dense, Brother Thurston. That's why it takes me months, okay?
Well,
I'm a little dense, you know. Come on, you ought to be able to find that out in a few days, right, anyway. But I'm a little dense, you see. Mm-hmm. And it takes a while for him to get through to me, you know. I'm going, what is this gospel he's preaching? He's proclaiming this gospel, but what is this good news he's preaching?
Mm-hmm.
And I've studied, you know, looked at verses and all this kind of stuff. And finally, last night as I was working on this, it came clear to my mind.
Mm-hmm.
What he said. What was the gospel? Okay? Because I'm trying to put together a little booklet that I can go out and hand to people, you know,
mm-hmm.
and that they can take and read.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to present the gospel to them.
Yeah.
But I didn't just want to say Jesus died and rose, you know, again, up in heaven, he's going to come back for it. I didn't want to just present it. I wanted to hear what Jesus said mm-hmm. is the gospel.
Yeah.
You know, what did he say is the gospel? Mm-hmm. And I read this, and I came up with a couple of verses that helped me. They kind of pointed it out to me. And I'll just share these two verses with you, and then we'll just...
Okay.
All right, we'll call it a day sort of thing. He says, in Luke 1, it says... And this is the angel talking to Mary before she has Jesus. And he says, and see, you will give birth to a son, and his name will be Jesus. He will be great. He will be named the Son of the Most High. Mm-hmm. And the Lord God will give him the kingdom of David his father. He will have rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. So we get here two things. We get Jesus' identity and his purpose.
Mm-hmm.
His identity, he's Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Jesus means God is salvation.
Yeah.
All right? He will be great. He'll have a lot of authority, power. And he will be named the Son of what?
The Most High.
All right. Who's the Most High?
God.
He will be the Son of God.
Mm-hmm.
Three things about his identity. Well, that's pretty powerful. Those three things.
Yeah.
God is salvation, Son of the Most High, and great in power and authority. All right?
Mm-hmm.
But then his purpose. Get this. What is his purpose? And the Lord God will give him the kingdom of mm-hmm. David his father. He will rule over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end.
Mm-hmm.
Three things all about what?
Kingdom.
Kingdom. Mm-hmm. All about kingdom, all about dominion. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And that kingdom, there will be no end. That brings back to mind the image of the metal man in Daniel 2.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the stone
mm-hmm.
that destroyed the metal man?
Yeah.
And then it grew all over the earth, covered the whole earth, right?
Mm-hmm.
It would never end.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the two things. I thought, man, that's pretty amazing. But then I jump down in Luke 2.
Yeah.
And this is what it says in Luke 2. And I added a few words in here for explanation here. And it says, and then here's the angels talking to the shepherds
mm-hmm.
on Christmas night, the first Christmas night. Right? He says, and the angel said, have no fear, for truly I give you good news,
mm-hmm.
gospel. Good news of great joy. We call it good tidings, but good news of great joy, which will be for all people. For on this day, in the town of David, a Savior has come to birth, who is Christ the Lord. Now, Christ is Messiah, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's the anointed or chosen one, anointed, going back to Isaiah. Spirit of the Lord, because he hath anointed me.
Yeah.
He's the anointed one or chosen one for the purpose of rescuing the nation of Israel or the world from the effects of sin. The Lord, the supreme authority whom everyone should or must obey. Okay? So this is the good news in a nutshell. All right? The Messiah is here. God has visited his people. God is now with his people.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen?
Amen?
He is now with his people. He is back. And I know this is kind of hard for y'all to grasp the significance of this because you've lived with it for years. Okay? But if you present this to someone who's never heard it, it blows him away. God told Adam, don't eat of the tree.
Right.
Adam ate of the tree. God said, the day that you eat of the tree, what happens? You will die. Adam ate of the tree. His body didn't die, but his spirit became separated from God. Right?
Yep.
And he died in God's eyes. From God's perspective, he died. His spirit became separated from God. Jesus came back. The angels proclaimed it. Good news. Good news. Goodwill toward men. You can now become rejoined with God. God has come back to earth.
Yes, yes, yes.
He's walking around among you. Hey, Peter. You doing all right, John? How you doing, James? How you doing, Mary, Martha? You know? How you doing? Silent people. How you doing? Right? He's walking around. He's touching these guys.
Yeah.
He's healing their mothers-in-law. I mean, I don't know if that's a good thing or not. You understand? He's healing people.
Yeah.
God is doing things on earth that only God does on earth, right?
Yeah.
If he came to earth, what would he do other than what Jesus did? You know? And so he's with us. He'll always be with us.
Yeah.
So as Jesus went back to the Father, what did he say? Just wait a little bit. And the Comforter will come.
That's right.
How long do they have to wait?
Not long.
Well, Pentecost is 50 days after what? The Jewish Passover, right? Yeah. So Jesus died after the Passover. Right? He was in the grave 3 days. He came back to life. For 40 days, he was seen on men before his ascension.
Yeah.
It was only a handful of days before Pentecost.
Seven.
7 days.
Do you know why it was 7? Jesus had to go to the Father and go into the temple, just like the high priest that Moses anointed whenever they went into the temple for 7 days, and they could not come out. For 7 days without a doubt. Jesus had to do the same thing. He had to go to the temple, stay there for 7 days with his blood to anoint everything with his blood.
So, on the day of Pentecost,
yes, sir.
They waited to receive power from on high. And the Holy Spirit came. And when that Holy Spirit came 2,000 years ago, he came to live in us. How long? Let's see, 45 minutes? Forever. Never leave us. Man, that's the good news. I'm here. The good news is I'm here. The kingdom is here. The Messiah is here. It's now time. We don't have to wait anymore. Don't have to wait anymore. That's the gospel that Jesus preached.
Amen. Eternal Jubilee.
Eternal Jubilee.
Man.
That's awesome.
Enter into his rest.
Yeah.
Enter into his rest.
Like that.
Labor to enter into his rest. Amen. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, think about that. Don't forget that part of the gospel. Don't forget that part of the gospel. Okay? Because that's what Jesus preached. Okay? He couldn't preach his death and burial and resurrection.
Right.
I mean, even his disciples couldn't accept it, much less the people. So he preached the kingdom of God. And God is now with us.
That's so powerful.
God is now with us. And because God is with us, we can go around and do all the miracles that disciples did and that he did. Walk on water, all this kind of stuff. Okay? Speaking of water, I think we have some coffee over here.
Yes.
And some food over here.
Yes.
So let's just pray God's blessings upon it,
Lord.
Okay? Father, thank you so much for loving us and giving us food to eat and letting us be here with you. Bless this food and bless our fellowship together. May you be praised in everything we do. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.